This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know the routine. If you want to give us a call at any time, you can do that 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And check out the 13 to 15 articles there. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube Live even now. It's interesting, friends. People are constantly saying, why is it that there's not more people on there live? YouTube started messing with our numbers probably 3 months ago once they started to see that we were taking off. The numbers are systematically growing and as planned, but it's interesting how they show it. That's what's interesting about it, because when you look at the mainstream media, who does not have these problems, by the way, they're left alone, and their numbers are just, you know, in the thousands right off the bat. We have the same issue. They're just not showing our numbers properly, so we're being manipulated, suppressed, shadow banned, and you get the point. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get the 13 to 15 articles there, combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media and the propagandist, the useful idiots you know them as, said Vladimir Lenin. And you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, same thing on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on live chat on the right side of YouTube. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we're going to be in, we just got back from obviously doing an event in Minnesota. This was last month, and then we went to Pittsburgh just a week and a half ago, and the up-and-coming month, we're going to be August 14th, namely, we're going to be in Michigan on the front stairs of the Capitol doing an event with our friend Rod Romine out there as well. Again, that's in Michigan on August 14th, and then the month after that, we're going to be in Texas. If you would like to book us, now is the time to do it. We're always 3 months out concerning our window, and that is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you all about who we are. Listen to other people as to what they have to say about us, and look at the basket of fruit that we continuously bring, friends. We're not doing it the other way around. We're doing it the right way, spiritually speaking. Also, if you'd like to, again, one more time, give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ, John 14:6. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. There's some good things going on here, and I'm talking about righteous things. I mean, for the time that we have laboriously, friends, over and over and over and reiterating the points of breaking this rhetorical cycle that the American people are in, folks, people are actually practicing what they're preaching, and I'm so happy to hear it. I'm so happy to be a part of it, and we're seeing more and more of this all across the country. You do know that John MacArthur yesterday said that they are not subject, his church in California said, we are not subject to Caesar. We are subject to Jesus Christ and Him alone. And they are now beginning to defy. So I high-five Mr. MacArthur. I high-five the 300 churches out in California taking a stand in defying that tyrant. I would say it's not good enough to just resist him and defy him. I think it's good enough for you to actually impeach him and to prosecute him for his charges against and his assailants against the American people, namely in the state of California. So a lot of good things happening. We have another young man who just showed up on Tucker Carlson. There's good things and there's questionable things with Tucker, just where I stand. It's not the point of this piece, but I'm going to play some audio for you. This is an individual in, I believe it is in New Jersey, who took a stand. He's a gym owner, and he was arrested for reopening. And then he tells Tucker, listen, I'm not afraid of the tyrants. That's where we are and where we should be as Americans. Listen to this piece, friends, on Fox News.
So we've introduced you to the owners of the Attilus Gym in Belmar, New Jersey, a couple of times on this show. This morning, they were arrested. Why? For defying the state's mandatory shutdown orders. Those arrests come after a three-month standoff between the co-owner of the gym, Ian Smith, and the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, both of whom have been on the show. At one point, Smith removed the doors from the gym so the state couldn't keep them shut. Before reopening last May, he announced that he was willing to deal with the consequences of violating state law. You're openly defying him on television. What do you think is going to happen to you when you do this?
We're prepared for any and all consequences. Our actions on Monday are going to be grounded in the ideals of civil disobedience.
He should have just set a federal building on fire, screamed the right slogans. Ian Smith would be fine, but he didn't, and so he was arrested. He joins us tonight. Ian, good to see you. Tell us what happened.
Good evening, Tucker. From the last time that we spoke, we had lost our newest case of contempt of court, and that was on Friday of last week. The governor said that and requested in court to take extraordinary measures to stop us from operating in business, and Judge Robert Lugi agreed with him.
Listen to that.
My partner and I had had the doors removed since Thursday, and we had not left the building since. We had 2 weeks worth of clothing, and we were prepared to stay inside at all costs, but we did agree that we would go peacefully if law enforcement came. That time came this morning at about 5:10 this morning when the county sheriff walked in the building and said that we were under arrest. Huh. Frank and I at that point went peacefully, and when we arrived back after being booked, we had boarded up doors.
I hope the sheriff was embarrassed. I assume he was.
There are
murderers walking free, a lot of them in New Jersey tonight. Maybe they should do something real. You went on this show. You knew that was wagging a finger in the face of the tyrants who run your state. You did it anyway. Why?
Because I'm not afraid of tyrants,
mm-hmm.
and no American should be, because we outnumber them greatly, and the only thing that they run off of is fear, which
That's
is
right.
why you see what you see in the media, where they're pumping fear into the coronavirus when what they should be pumping is solutions. They don't do that. They don't ever offer any solutions.
Right.
It's wear a mask, shut up, and wait for a vaccine. That's not public health, and I won't subscribe to it.
Amen.
Oh. That's just the most moving thing I have heard in a long time. And I just want you to restate for our viewers who didn't see your last appearance on this show. How many infections of COVID-19 have been documented in your gym so far? Just to give our audience some sense of the public health threat that you pose.
At this point, we have record from June that we reopened and allowed visitors to our facility. We have over 13,000 visitors who have come to Attilus Gym Belmar, and not a single case so far. Governor Murphy cannot say that about that.
And not one case, friends. Not one case. That's not what the mainstream media is telling you. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About the lesser of two evils in just a couple of moments. The lesser of two evils. I got an update as to what's taking place concerning the presidential candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. But before I get there, I want to give you some information, friends, that totally counters the mainstream media every step of the way. Listen, this is the part of the job that I love, okay? Because it's the truth. It's telling the truth and shaming the devil, okay? Shoppers are suing over mandatory mask rules, okay? This is in Pittsburgh. Florida lawmakers, listen carefully, friends, so you understand that the law's on your side. Florida lawmakers file lawsuit against Broward County for unconstitutional mask requirement. And notice the wordplay. Okay? You don't hear from the media on this topic, friends. They don't want you to show America is rising. Freedom Foundation lawsuit alleges mask order violates, friends, your civil rights. It does. Matter of fact, I have it right in front of my face right now. Just empowering the people, listeners, okay? I have the law right in front of me right now. Section 202, all persons shall be entitled to be free at any establishment or place from discrimination or segregation of any kind on the ground of race, color, religion, or national origin, or health exemptions. Okay? If such discrimination or segregation is or purports to be required by any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, rule, or order of a state or agency or political subdivision thereof, Section 203, no person shall be withheld or withheld, denied, or attempted to withhold or deny, or deprive, or attempt to deprive any person of any right or privilege secured by Section 201 or 202, be intimidate, threaten, or coerce. Let me give you a real-time scenario. So my son called me up today and told us that the local grocery store had their little Gestapo at the front door making sure people put their masks on. I picked up the phone and I called the manager and I said, in the state of Minnesota, I said, you do understand there is discriminatory exemptions, there is religious exemptions, and there is health exemptions. Okay, so if someone doesn't want to wear the mask, you cannot play the mask or the police mask. or mask police, whatever the case might be. And she said, no, we're not doing that at all. So friends, you have to take the time to educate people as to what's going on here, because everybody just assumes, well, because you have one useful idiot, a little sheeple just going along with it, well, then everybody else must be doing it. No. Had another one of my friends today, friends, alone, tell me that he walked into a setting where there was other people there where everybody had masks on. He didn't wear his. Well, he was ostracized. He was polarized. And the guy said to him, you need to get your mask on. He said, it's interesting how everybody can listen to the unconstitutional edicts given by the governor of the state, but nobody knows the law that protects me from that edict. Folks, wake up. This is that's a sign of submission. That's all it is. I could spend a whole show on that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a young man on Friday. We'll take him on for a couple minutes. And he is literally going from door to door, from store to store, showing them and teaching them the law. And most people don't know it because the mainstream media hasn't given the time to broadcast the law. No, they just broadcast the unconstitutional edicts concerning overreaching from their governors and their mayors and even federal government in the United States today. Again, we want to empower people here instead of just listening to people say, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. No. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. It tells us in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's amazing me how many people, it amazes me, it really does, how many people claim to be righteous, yet they give their tongue over to the victory concerning their enemy. Well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's far too gone. You guys get the point here. Hey, folks, life is found in the answer. And just because a fight ensues, fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, it doesn't mean it's not life. Hey, folks, where the Spirit is, there's life. The Bible tells us in James 14:2-14-26, and at the very end of that chapter, it says, the body without the Spirit is dead. Well, so is faith without works. There is the life. And I'm telling you what, when Jesus said where you lose your life, that's where you find your life, it's exactly right on. You can't tell a carnal man that. But I'll tell you this, on the flip side of what I'm saying right now, I cannot stand when people give the power of the tongue over to death, into hopelessness. It's not the Bible. You can't find it in the Bible. As a matter of fact, friends, Jesus said that he came into the world that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Okay? And just again, through trials and tribulations, we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Guess what? It takes a lot of spiritual life to do that. Let's not give our tongues over to gloom and doom. Let's not give our tongues, and I'm not talking about metaphysics here, friends, but let's not give out of the abundance of our heart power to the enemy that they've got the victory, because they don't. They just don't have the victory. You heard this young man with Tucker Carlson. He said, folks, the numbers are in our favor. And I know that the arm of the flesh, there's a curse there. And nor will we win by a horse or by the sword. We only win by the Lord, period. It doesn't operate in numbers. If you look at the very conception of our country, friends, it was definitely everything was against us. But look where we're at today, 245 years later, roundabouts. We are now under the curse by less than 1.7% of the population. So it shows you who's in control, and it shows you that God is having his way either in blessings and or cursings, Deuteronomy 28. Okay? Let me go on here, friends. I want to give you some more. Lawsuit filed against city of Jacksonville regarding mask requirements. Did you hear that from the CIA-controlled media? Nope. What's happening, friends? People all over the country are rising up. Lawsuit challenges Governor Brown's mask requirements. Whoa! Anybody hear about that in Oregon? Oh, my goodness gracious, friends. Well, that's just the information they don't want to inundate you with to oppress you. No, because it's oppressing to them, friends, that they're losing the day when the American people stand up. This is what they're scared to death of, friends. We have Washington State, a new lawsuit challenge. Folks, these are all brand new. States face mask mandate. They're unconstitutional, right? Why wouldn't the good people in this country stand up with a sure victory fighting against the face of a tyrant? Right? This is what's happening, folks. We have another one. Mask rules expand across the United States, and it clashes in court over the mandates. Exactly. Folks, this is what happens when you become educated. You actually stand up and fight against those that are doing the lying, namely against the tyrants. Okay? We have parents that are suing QPS over face mask temperature check. They have no business doing this, friends. That's on WGEM. The joke, Governor Kemp's lawsuit would overturn mask week requirements. How come we're not talking about this? You know, when I first started the Sons of Liberty Media.com, it was interesting because Tim Brown was with several different sites before he jumped on with us about 6 years ago. And what's interesting is I said, listen, I want victories in the media every day. I want victories on our site every day. And he, in so many words, said people don't want the good news. Why wouldn't we want the good news? I mean, I want to take the fruit, the good fruit, like Joshua and Caleb found in Numbers 14 and hand it to my children and say, hey, listen, what the Lord did for our forefathers, he'll do for us too if we take him at his word. So here it is, and this is how you do it. You know, if you remember right, Numbers 14, what did it say? That when they came back with the good fruit, they said, listen, the land is good. We're well able to overcome it. And the children of Israel, they picked up stones and they wanted to stone him. Them, both Caleb and Joshua. But keep in mind, both Joshua and Caleb were of a different spirit. The Bible says that they wholly followed the Lord, and because of it, the Lord gave unto them everything that their foot trod upon. Okay? So again, my goodness, friends, we have nothing but the promises right in front of our face. Mask opponents soon sue to invalidate the governor. I'm just Miami-Dade mask orders lawsuit filed. Martin County sued by Stewart business owner over mask mandate. Folks, people are standing up all over the country, and we need to join them. And again, let me remind you one more time. It's not good enough to defy them, friends. It's good enough to charge them and send the message the other way that we are not going to tolerate your crimes in any sense of the word. People are getting more adamant. People are getting more zeroed out, friends. And I'm not talking about sedition here. I'm not talking about revolution here, friends. I'm talking about reformation. I'm talking about overthrowing those that are overthrowing the Constitution. And that's exactly what we're called to do. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Now, folks, I'm going to tee this up because we're going to come back. The good news is, the main topic, you no longer have to choose between the lesser of two evils. Okay? Remember when Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, between the lesser of two evils? He said, choose neither. I got some new information for you. It's encouraging. It breaks you out of the rhetorical talk, which equals insanity. For those that claim that they're sick and tired of the same results, then do something different. I've got that information on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it appears Democrats are more interested in using the stimulus negotiations to win seats in November than they are helping the people now.
The only reason I can see that Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leader would sabotage negotiations is if, as some concluded when they killed police reform in June, they actually think bipartisan progress for the country would hurt their own political chances.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. A hearing is taking place on Capitol Hill regarding counting illegal aliens in the upcoming census. John Yoo is a law professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He says it's unimaginable that this has not been brought up before.
I expect that President Trump's choice here to not count illegal aliens in the enumeration of the census is going to get challenged right away.
You're listening to USA Radio News. COVID-19 has car sales taking a hit last quarter. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The coronavirus pandemic that forced the closure of auto factories across the U.S. and around the world led to a second quarter loss for General Motors. The company announcing it took a loss of $806 million after factories were forced to close between March 18th and May 18th. The results were actually, though, better than investors had expected, as revenue compared to the same period last year was cut in half.
The victim of a deadly shark attack in Maine has been identified as a retired New York City fashion executive. Patrick Keeler of Maine's Department of Natural Resources says shark attacks like this are exceedingly rare. The woman was swimming close to Bailey Island on Monday when she was injured by the great white shark. Two kayakers rushed to her aid and brought her to shore, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Yo, let's do this. We got some phone calls, and I want to take them up as they come in. We got Leonard calling from Annandale, Minnesota. Thanks for calling in, brother. What say you?
Well, I'd like to comment on stuff that I realized doing my own research coming off a bad relationship. I met this girl 22 years ago, going to get married. She had four kids. Ended up in a disaster, and I was part of court-ordered family counseling for almost a year that the state of Minnesota did research. Well, what I come to find out is these theologies called New Age Movement, and the one that I think is particularly damaging to the psyche of the American people is the self-esteem doctrine, where there are no moral absolute truths. Everything's all relevant to your own view. And it's used by the globalists, I believe, to divide us, to confuse us, to cause social unrest, so on and so forth. And, of course, if you create your own moral code, it's going to be most likely self-serving. And in other words, like lying's not bad. Greed. Yep. You get the point?
Oh, yeah.
I wish somebody would get that out on the national airwaves, because that's what the left adheres to. And one more thing. I did extensive research on this stuff and more. The state gave me education on detecting mentally ill people. I come to find out that these New Age movement theologies also help in cause mental illness. And that that's all I want to say, man. I just, unbelievable.
Okay, well, here, let me say this. 2 + 2 equals whatever you want it to equal. This has been going on for a long time. We've been warned about this since the end of the 90s, at least since I've been in the church. What they're teaching in public schools, what you're talking about right now, gives them permission, if the people drink the Kool-Aid, to go ahead and act arbitrarily. In other words, we sit back and whatever they say goes. That's tyranny. We're ruled by law in this country. Every capital in this United States of America, every preamble to the U.S. Constitution, starts out acknowledging God, and when we make reference to his moral law, we're based on common law. They're not going to be able to get away with this if we make reference to that law that they promised to uphold. right then and there, my friend, is when we're going to be able to hold them accountable, because they swore with their hand in the Bible to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, which are premised on the presupposition that God is on his common law in the United States of America. How do you know the difference between right and wrong? Well, we make reference to God's moral law. How do you confuse these individuals that are politicians that are allowed to do the things that they're doing, the powers that are tolerated, for a better way of saying it? They're only going to get away with it as long as we don't make reference to law. But once we hold to law, they're done. And we have to do that, Leonard, because we can talk about the problem, my friend. We have to go in and take it in concerning the fights that we're in, how we're being attacked, how we're under attack. And if it's through lawlessness, man, these people need to be held accountable, because we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to do so. So I appreciate your phone call. I really do. And if you want to call back in and give us more of an update as to how you're taking it to them, I'll tell you what. They know how to browbeat. Descend. They want to browbeat you into submission. But what they don't know how to do, Leonard, is when you stand up and you fight back, they don't know how to respond. So you need to stand up and respond, my friend. Amen.
I will. Hey, we're not second-class citizens. I've been fighting. It's frustrating. You know, it's hard, isn't it? But, yeah, I'll keep in touch, dude.
You got it. Thank you. We got Ulrich, or Ulrich? I'm sorry. I don't know if there's a spelling error here, but I got a brother from Oklahoma calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
Good. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
First, I want to say thank you very much for what you bring to us and the truth that you bring to us and how you motivate everybody and kick us in the butt and get us in the fight.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's pronounced Ulrich.
Oh, Ulrich. Okay, got it. Okay, yes. He spelt it right. That was my bad. Forgive me.
Yeah, I'm German-Swedish, stuck in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Oh, well, here's the good news. We're all mutts, right?
Yes, we are. We have a group here in Lawton that has formed a coalition to go against the council circus here and our wonderful mayor, who decided they wanted to make their own edicts and mandates whenever they want to. And they went up and faced them last night at city council. We had a couple people that used to work for emergency management and looked up some laws that they had in the past and discovered that they have a mandate in there from 2003 that said anytime they want to put anything out concerning public health, they need to do a risk and health assessment before they do anything. So basically they were told last night that their mandate for a mask is null and void because they didn't follow their own laws.
Yep. Do as I say, but don't do as I do, right?
Yes, and even afterwards, the mayor did an interview with the TV and took his mask off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Hey, guys, and I think my listeners have a good idea as to what's going on here. But folks, it doesn't apply to them. It just applies to us. I mean, how many times have they done this, Ulrich? I mean, it's ridiculous that we're even talking about what we're talking about today. And it shows you, when enabled or just overlooked, how it adds strength to their tyranny, because they're so emboldened today to just keep driving the narrative that they are down our throats, regardless of the facts. Regardless of the facts. And it's craziness is what it is.
It's amazing when they're confronted and how their reaction is. See, during the open session of the meeting, the councilor or mayor is not allowed to speak back. Well, the mayor got so frustrated that he started talking back and making comments back. But also, I just want to let people know, we've had people call up Walmart corporate office, and corporate has said that they will not kick anybody out for not wearing a mask. If you choose to go in, wear a mask, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
That's right.
And everywhere I go so far in this town, I've gone to several places without a mask and said, hey, how come you didn't kick me out? Because we're not enforcing it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the other point we need to make, okay? They haven't proven the narrative. The narrative's been debunked a million times. We need to start to educate these people, because Walmart was one that I had to deal with just the other day as well. And until they're educated, they're not going to understand. And what's sad about all of this is 8 times out of 10, let's just play fair, 8 times out of 10, the people that have the masks on don't want to have them on. They're angry that they have them on. Well, you just have to ask the question, then why do you have it on? Because they cannot deny you service. They can't.
They can get in a lot of trouble for that.
Go ahead.
We had a senior citizen that was walking up to the store to get a drink of water and had a bunch of people basically shout him down and scared him to death, where he went back to his car and left.
Oh, Well, listen, I got a story coming up, Ulrich, on Friday, where I went down into the heart of the beast, and I got a good one for you, because I didn't stop with, you want to play the little Gestapo with me, it's not going to roll over with what we're doing here. I'll share that story with you on Friday, and again, I really appreciate the phone call. Is this the first time you've ever called in? Is this the first call?
Yes, it is. Yes,
you're great.
Yeah, because I'm always at work. I'm always at work, you know.
Okay.
So, matter of fact, I got to get back to work. I'm working on some ADA stuff, but I just want to say thank you very much. I am 6'8" of all defiance and rebellion.
Amen. Filled with the Holy Ghost. It's got to be Ulrich. I totally appreciate your phone calls, guys. 1-866-582-9933. Here's the good news. You no longer have to choose between the lesser of two evils. This is the topic. Most people don't know this. They've been told about some old senile Joe Biden that's pushing for the Muslims to basically attack the said president of the United States of America. Now, I just got to stop right there and ask. Now, if this guy really wants to become the president of the United States of America, does he advocate that which is foreign to the U.S.? Well, that's what he's doing, but that's how you drive support to Donald Trump. And for those that are still under the delusion that that's not what's going on, you need to wake up. You need to open up your eyes as to how the game is being played, friends, because every individual that's been put up against Donald Trump, folks, are communists, straight-up communists, anti-Americans, pushing for foreign government in the United States of America. Does this not put question to your heart and minds as to what's really going on through the CIA-controlled media? Well, let me help you with that, okay? There is over, up to date, as of July 20th, 2020, there are now 1,156 candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. I want to say it again. I want to slow down just a little bit. Okay? I know that there's a lot of foolish people that say that they're sick and tired of the same old, they're sick and tired of the establishment, but they keep going along with the same rules that are laid out for them to follow. If you think that's going to break the cycle, you're sadly mistaken. It's like the dog that chases his tail. He never gets to it. That's called rhetorical talk. That's where they have you caught up into, friends. Okay? But when you tell the American people Donald Trump and Joe Biden are your only options, does that not show you how much the narrative is controlled in the United States of America? Folks, this is a world that they have created that we live in today. How much of it is actually real? How much of it is made-up warfare? And notice that that warfare comes for the very purpose of continuously changing our foundations. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America? That means your foundation. Folks, through this continual warfare, guess what? I'm sorry, let me add on the other side of that, and the inaction of the American people to deal with that warfare, true or not true, only encourages them to continue on doing the things that they're doing. As long as the mainstream media is left undone to do the things that they're doing, like big tech is once again scrubbing and expunging videos that don't go along with the narrative concerning the whole coronavirus and the COVID-19, guess what? They just get rid of it. Friends, until they're lawfully dealt with, that is not freedom of speech to lie, to defame, to suppress, to shadow ban. That's not freedom of speech. We have liberty as the right to do what the law permits, and it's not lawful for them to break or transgress that law. 1 John 3:4. But Americans have taken on that they can go ahead and do it. Well, that's changing now. But as long as they're allowed to do what they're doing, as long as the politician is allowed to be busted in scandal after scandal without consequence from the American people, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing. That's the definition of insanity, friends. That's the definition of insanity. It really, truly is. Between the lesser of two evils, what do we constantly hear? Oh, well, we only, you know, Joe Biden, if you're capping on Donald Trump, that's what they call it, capping on him. If you're telling the truth about Donald Trump, exposing him for his crimes against we the people, then you must be for Joe Biden. No, like Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, when asked, what are you? Are you an aristocrat? Are you a Democrat? He said, no, I'm a Christocrat. What happens when you become a Christocrat? Game over for the enemy. Become a Christocrat. Friends, become a Christocrat. You have 1,156 candidates to choose from, not two. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I love this topic, friends, because it just dispels the lie. The truth is like that lion, said Augustine. You don't have to defend it. Just let him go. He'll defend himself, and he'll tear down the lie. Just like the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage over those that were called to go to Isaiah 10:27 on the behalf of Gideon, who was sent to tear down his father's altars. And that's exactly what we're doing here, Judges 6. Read it when you get a moment. Now, friends, you know, I've said this before, and I want to give some more pith and marrow, more heart to the message. You've heard me say, you've noticed when politicians, regardless of their office, before serving the people, not the people serving them, when they put their hands on the what? The Bible, and swear to what? Uphold, not tear down, and recreate in their own ungodly images the enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution, right? Deuteronomy 23:23 means, hey, keep the words of your mouth. Fulfill them. And then they end with what? So help me God. So, have you also taken the time to take note of what a president, by the way, no title of nobility is found in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 is required to do before God in serving the people. Have you ever taken the time to understand that, friends? How is he to serve the people if he does not obey God? Just think about that. Okay, we're supposed to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? That's the first commandment. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22:37. You can't love your brother until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Where does that love come from? The carnal man? Absolutely not. It comes from the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. Okay? So everything is dependent upon God. God empowered. He puts the engine in you to move. Let's put it that way, Romans 8:14. So just food for thought again. How are those that call themselves representatives, and notice the word representatives, they're to represent what? The law, the people, in magnifying, in upholding the law. Right? Read 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Okay, so we got that underway. And Deuteronomy 17:14-20, it tells us what the president's obligations are before God and the people are to be. And the reason I put president there is because the word says king. We don't have a king. The king here is the U.S. Constitution under God. Okay, Psalm 33, verse 12. What does it say? When you are coming to the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and you shall possess it by driving out previous occupants and possessing in their place, and you shall dwell there, and shall say, well, I'm going to set a king over me, like as the nations that are about me. Remember, the Lord didn't want to do that. And remember, the Lord said to Samuel, they're not rejecting you, Samuel, they're rejecting me. In other words, they won't self-govern before me. It goes on, Deuteronomy 17, verse 15. Thou shalt in any wise set him president over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set over you, that thou mayest not set a stranger over you. See, this is the problem Barack Hussein Obama had. But keep in mind, friends, just because he was not natural born, and we have like a George Bush or a Bill Clinton or a Donald Trump, hey, folks, just because they're our brother doesn't mean they won't play the traitor, because you remember, right, Judas did the same thing to Jesus. Okay? Luke 22:48. But here we go. He shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return back to Egypt, what the Lord delivered us from. We see the current administration doing this big time. To the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Okay? And keep in mind, the children of Israel were delivered through what? The blood of the Paschal Lamb, which is a type of the blood of Jesus Christ, Revelations 1:5. Tells us in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So what set the children of Israel free? The blood of the Paschal Lambs. Okay? Lamb. Singular. He shall not multiply horses to himself. He shall not cause the people to return to Egypt. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. Whoa. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this what? This law. Well, that's Old Testament. No, it's not. Yes, it is in Deuteronomy. But read Romans 13. What law are they talking about? The one that Jesus never came to abrogate. Right? The Decalogue, the Pentateuch, the Torah, the list goes on. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Remember when Donald Trump, because he's the president of the United States currently, remember when he was asked if he ever did anything wrong? He said he has no reason to repent because he never has. Whoa. The Bible says that he who is without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. 1 John. The truth is not in him, right? Okay, there we go. By the way, that is the acceptance gate, door with Christ. Repenting before God's moral law, Exodus 20. Now listen to this, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. Folks, these people don't know the Word of God, no more than they know the U.S. Constitution. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God, Proverbs 16:6, fear the Lord, Philile, to keep all the words of this law and all these statutes to do them. Why? To keep the people free. Where the laws are enforced, it deters crime. Okay? That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom. He and who? His children. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. What does it say, friends? We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. What is the Lord telling the president to do? Establish the law. Magnify the law against the crime. Establish judgment within the gate. Amos 5, verse 15. Right? Isaiah 51, verse 4. Read your Bibles, friends. That he's supposed to know the Word of God. That he's to keep the commandments of the Lord. He's not to go to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, and he and his children in the midst of Israel. Yet today, what do we see? What do we see, friends? A complete disregard of God's Word and wickedly departing from Him. Look at what has been set in its place. Corrupt men, where the people are then told to vote between the two evil options in which the powers that are tolerated have given you. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Okay? Let me say it again. Did you know that there are 1,152 other candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America? If this is the first time you've listened to this message, this is the first time you've received this information, you're probably in shock. No, it's what I've always been saying. It shows you how corrupt the powers that are tolerated are. They keep the same players regardless of who they are, right? They take the two and they put them up against each other, and then the people say, well, we got to pick the lesser of two evils. No. Those are the options given unto us by the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated. There's 1,152 others to pick from. How come we here? This is what you need to hear. How come we haven't heard a word about them? They don't want you to hear a word about them. I'm going to go over to 2 Chronicles 19:2, and I want you to listen to this, because this is what the Lord says about you picking between the lesser of two evils, okay? And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he was a good king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem, and Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, the prophet, went out to meet him and said to the king Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath, listen to this, therefore is wrath upon thee from the Lord. To choose the lesser of two evils, friends, you're causing the wrath of God to fall upon you as a nation. And it's exactly what we've seen cycle after cycle. Right? Hey, between the lesser of two evils, choose neither. Choose the right. Hey, friends, choose the right one. Make the right choice. This is liberating, man. To me, this is liberating. Folks, it happens with the governors. It happens. And here's the other thing. What's on top of this? Here's the frosting on the cake. The American people know that there's major voter fraud going on in this country, but they act like it's not there. And then, like for in the state of Minnesota, you look at our state; it's completely red. If you're caught up in unconstitutional parties, they would call themselves the right, the good people. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, 98% of the state of Minnesota is completely red. But what do you hear from people outside of Minnesota? Oh, yeah, that liberal Minnesota. Wait a second. The only place that's blue, friends, are up in northern Minnesota, the Duluth area, and the Minneapolis, St. Paul area. How is it that they decide to vote? Especially when you have a known Muslim that the police did not support. The American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, cannot stand Keith Ellison. Talk to a local sheriff in the state of Minnesota if you're here. They hate his guts. How did he get there? Voter fraud. The fix was in when he left the 5th District, friends. You should have known that. But the fix is in when the American people say no more and they begin to pay attention to every facet as to how do these criminals get into positions to serve themselves and special interest groups rather than we the people, especially the likes of a Tim Walz and a Keith Ellison. You should see the people that are on his board, friends. Now, they're the ones trying to dismantle the police, and they're in law enforcement. It shows you who they're working for, the accuser of the brethren, their sons and their daughters of Belial, friends. And the hell that they get, they deserve it. But it needs to happen on this earth as it is in heaven, right? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.